Good morning. Today we are continuing our discussion of the alternative view, which is that indeed when we have two Avelim or when we have two Bale Yortzeit, that indeed it is permitted to divide up the minyan when each of them wants to act as the chazan. Yesterday we brought two rationales why it would be permitted. Maybe even it's preferable to divide up the minyan. Number one is that it's a chesed for the niftar. It's a chesed for the person who passed away because we are enabling the descendant of that person who passed away, typically a son, to say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, act as the chazan, and that increases the merits of the person who passed away. So rationale number one, why it would be permitted to divide up the minyan, and two, is that it is a schus for the niftar. Number two is that in the situation that that second avel, the second person who has a yortzeit, is having sorrow, is feeling distraught that he is unable to daven for the amud, we are doing a chesed not only for the nifter, but also for that avel, for that bal yortzeit, because we are going to do the mitzvah saseh of chesed, taking away that person's sorrow, enabling him to act as the chazan. Rationale number three goes back to the halachas of zimun. And as we discussed earlier in the week, there are halachas when it comes to zimun, when can we divide up a group of people to have multiple zimuns, and when can we not if they ate together? So mi'ikar din, if we have six people that ate together, we can divide them. They can divide themselves into three and three, because each group of three is able to daven as a zimun, to bench with a zimun. And if we have 20 people together, we can divide them up. They can divide themselves up into 10 and 10, because each group can still say Elokeinu. Nonetheless, there are shitas that are of the view that they should not divide up because of Berovam Hadras Melech. Keep them intact. The more the merrier. Nonetheless, the Taz disagrees. The Taz is of the view that if you keep it intact, it's true, we have a Rov Am Hadras Melech, but even if you divide it up, six, you divide it up into three and three, or 20, you divide up into 10, you are still going to have a little bit Rov Am Hadras Melech, and in any case, there is another benefit that we have additional brachas being said, because each group is going to be able to say their brachas separately, so we're increasing brachas. So the Taz is of the view that in this situation, it's equal. If we want to keep them together, we have Barova Majus Melech. We divide them up. We have Chiluk Brachas. We have additional Brachas because we have two Zimuns. And accordingly, these are equal options. And he says as follows, Bezeha Breira Biyadam Deshkuli Matzadim, because it's equal. It's equal mitzvahs to keep it intact and to divide it up. Accordingly, the people in those Zimuns can decide what they want to do. So based on that Taz, the Tshuvas of Farkasta de Anya says as follows, let's apply that to the concept of having a minion. Can we divide up the minion? And let's leave aside, even if we don't have two Avelim or two Baalei Yortzeit, we just have a minion that can be divided or not. He says you can divide it or not divide it based on this Taz. Because if we keep it intact, we have Barov HaMadras Melech. If we divide it up, we have more brachos. We have Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu being said in two places or multiple places. So those milas, those benefits, those mitzvahs are equal. Keeping it together, you have an advantage because you have Barovam. If you divide up, you have advantage because we have additional Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu. Accordingly, it's equal. People can decide if they want to keep a minion intact or divide it up. And then when we add the variable into that, then we have a second yortzeit, or we have a second avel wanting to act as the chazan. He says, Heicha de'ika od mala. This is an additional mila, that if we divide it up, not only are we having more Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu because we have at least two minyanim, but now we're able to assist that avel, that bal yortzeit, nirevadai dekule alma modim shiyishalku. He says everyone should agree that we indeed can and should divide up that minyan. So this is rationale number three, why we can indeed divide up a minyan, because based on the precedent of the Zimun and the Shita of the Taz, we see that indeed the minyan can be divided, not a problem, and when we're helping an Aval Yortzeit, it may be even preferable. The next rationale, this is number four, why indeed we can divide up the minyan, the Tshuvas, Mekor Chaim, goes back to Zimun again, and he says in the Zimun context, nowadays it's not like the olden days, that one person used to say Birkas HaMazon for everyone, and there was a Dina Barov HaMadras Melech. Nowadays, Everyone is saying they're benching to themselves. So there's no Dina Buravam Adras Melech. And then he says the same thing applies to Minyan. Everyone is saying his own Shmona Esrei. It's not that the Chazan is being Motzi. Everyone, the Chazarat HaShatz and the Davening, everyone is Davening separately. Accordingly, he's of the view that there's no Buravam Adras Melech by keeping a Minyan intact. Accordingly, we should divide it up. There are benefits of dividing up. We can help the Avel, the second Avel, and the Baal Yortzei. Now, this is a little difficult to understand because, truth be told, there is still a Buravam Adras Melech when it comes to the saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu and the Chazarat HaShatz, etc. So even though each person says daven separately, daven's their own Shmona Esrei, but there are certainly common areas that the Chazan is motzi them, says Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, there should be Barov Am Hadras Melech in those as well. So going on to the fifth rationale, the Maharshach is of the view that there's no din of Barov Am Hadras Melech until you start davening together. And once you start davening, that's when it kicks in, Barov Am Hadras Melech. But if you divide up the minyan before the davening began, then you're not in any way taking away Barov Am Hadras Melech. So that's the fifth argument why it's permissible indeed to divide up a minyan, and we are not taking away Barov Am in this, in, according to this opinion. Rationale number six is that this whole concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech, that applies when we have something that's not competing for it. Meaning that's the ideal, it's a halacha, Barov Am Hadras Melech, but in a situation where we have another benefit, another advantage against it, that will be oftentimes overriding the Barov Am Hadras Melech. And in fact, the Farkasta Dianya points out that Barov Am Hadras Melech is midivrei Kabbalah. It's not a mitzvah sase. It's midivrei Kabbalah. So but oftentimes we'll have something against it. We'll go with the other advantage, the other mitzvah. So here he says as well that we will go with helping the Avel, the second Avel, the second Baal Yortzei, and that will override the Barov Am Hadras Melech. And the seventh and last rationale we're going to give as to why indeed it would be permitted, maybe even advisable, to divide up the minyan, the Varkasta De'anya says, because if we don't divide it up, we could cause machlokis. The two Avelim, the two Baal Yortzei, may get into a machlokis. Who should take the amud, who should be the chazan, and one will say to the other, my chazas doma didach somak tvei, why is your blood redder than mine? I should be davening, you shouldn't be davening. And the Farkasta De'anya says, gadol hashalom, we need to have peace amongst Klal Yisrael, certainly in the shul, certainly in the minyanim, and it will facilitate peace and tranquility if we divide up the minyan and avoid machlokas. So there we have it, seven different rationales brought by various poskim as to why it would be permitted and even on occasion advisable to divide up the minyan when we have two Avelim, two Baalei Yortzei vying to be the chazan. Have a wonderful day.